It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
3:35, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. Little rainy, but I am told it's all going to be moving out. So that is great. We'll get through it. And then once that is gone, FYI, it appears that we've got sunny or partly sunny skies for the next week, which would be good to kind of, dry out some of this rain. About a half hour from now, an old friend of mine, Abel Maldonado. Abel is the former lieutenant governor of the state of California. He's the last Republican in that office. I believe he's actually the last statewide elected Republican in California. And that's not going to be changing anytime soon. But he's going to be with us at 4:05. Lay out a little bit what it is that we might expect this evening as J.D. Vance and Tim Walz go head-to-head. It's going to be interesting. And there's a lot of stuff going on legally. You know, the mayor of New York has now been indicted, but he said it's all racial. Anyway, I want to get updated on that and Jack Smith, and there's some developments on the January 6th matters, and I am curious to know, are we going to have attorneys positioned at polling places around America for President Trump like Governor Youngkin did? Well, I've got legal questions, and the only guy that I trust with anything legal, as you know, smartest lawyer on God's green earth, former federal prosecutor himself, Joe Moreno. Counselor, good afternoon, sir.
Yes, always a pleasure to be with you.
Well, the pleasure is always ours. I'm not sure where you want to start, so I'm going to ask you, take a look at your old stomping grounds of New York, the mayor of New York City now facing federal charges.
Yeah, I mean, pretty embarrassing as a New Yorker, where I feel like we had 20 solid years of cleaning up the streets, both first with Rudy Giuliani and then with Mike Bloomberg. Mm-hmm. Two decades of really tightening up things up there, followed by now a decade of just an absolute mess, and capped off with this latest mayor who's now been charged. And it's really seedy kind of stuff, right? It's taking money from Turkish businessmen and possibly the Turkish government to basically give favors in terms of a Turkish consulate being built in Midtown Manhattan and not having to get certain permits. It also has to do with straw donors, which are basically people that collect money from a source and then pretend to be donating that money personally to get around campaign contribution caps. Mm. So, you know, it's a big mess. And for him to kind of play the race card, I mean, look, you know, the U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York is an African-American, very smart prosecutor, tough guy. You know, to say that a Democrat-controlled Justice Department is bringing charges that are racially based, I don't know, it's pretty weak.
Talk a little bit about the idea that these are federal charges to begin with. The federal government, unlike a lot of things that many of us have experienced, I was a police officer. We had a district attorney in my case in Philadelphia. There were a lot of cases that came in, a lot of cases that went out. The U.S. attorneys have the ability to have the FBI investigating something for years before they bring charges. And what is it, like a 90-95% conviction rate?
Yeah, I mean, that's right. So the idea that these were cooked up just recently is absurd.
Yeah.
This is probably considered the premier federal prosecutor's office in the country,
mm-hmm.
right? Maybe followed by the Eastern District of New York and the Eastern District of Virginia, where I practiced.
Right.
Some of the top offices, they're not going to bring a case like this against a sitting Democrat mayor without approval of the highest levels of the Justice Department and the FBI. Right. So again, this is not some rogue prosecutor doing whatever he wants. This has gone through many, many levels of vetting in order to bring these charges, and I have no doubt they are serious.
All right, so it is not a matter of, oh, well, Mayor Adams said this, this, and this 60 days ago, we're going to nail him.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. All right, that's kind of what I thought. I mean, it's going to be interesting. He's promising to fight, and I'm sure there will be some big-name New York attorneys that will stand with him, take the case. But, boy, it would seem to me that his goose is probably cooked. It's just a matter of when they're going to actually take it. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Get out and serve it.
Bribery charges can be surprisingly difficult because of how the Supreme Court has set certain requirements, which actually stem from our former Virginia governor, McDonnell.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you have to show a very explicit quid pro quo, which has made those cases more difficult, like a very explicit, I give you this in return for that. So now, I'm sure the Justice Department took that into account when they brought these charges, but just to make a point, that is, it has become more difficult, although they just did it in New Jersey, right, with Senator Menendez.
Yep.
And then there's that straw donor scheme. That's much easier to prove. And there's some talk that there is at least one Turkish businessman who is cooperating with the FBI.
Right.
So if that's the case, that is not a difficult case to make.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, people sometimes forget, and I want to remind everybody that former federal prosecutor Joe Moreno is joining us. Joe, people sometimes forget, particularly on the federal level, you know, everybody trades up. And by the time you get something like this, by the time you get a prosecution brought against a figure like that, you've got people behind the scenes that were already caught, lower level players who say, hey, I know this looks good, but guess what? I can give you the mayor. Or I can give you this guy, and it's going to be interesting. Now, you mentioned the premier legal sites, right? Eastern District of New York, Southern District of New York, Eastern District of Virginia. Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia, I think, comes into play. And Jack Smith is he still all wound up?
So, you know, there's talk about what the October surprise going to be this year.
Yeah.
Well, I think Jack Smith is doing all he can to be that October surprise. Oh. So what he's done is, because if you recall a few months ago, the Supreme Court set some pretty tight standards around how you can prosecute a president and basically said you cannot prosecute a president for engaging in official acts, right? Official acts of his or her presidency, presidential powers, right?
Right.
And not only that, you can't introduce any evidence regarding official acts to prove any other crimes. So you really have to scrub those kinds of charges and all that kind of evidence from a prosecution like the one that Jack Smith has brought in D.C.
Okay.
So what has been done now the last couple of months? Well, it's gone back to Judge Chutkan in D.C. She has said to Jack Smith, okay, go through all your evidence and scrub out or flag anything that you feel should still be allowed to be in your prosecution. So what has he done? He has spent 2 months compiling 200 pages outlining his entire case and all his charges and all his evidence, and he wants to just dump this in a public filing with some redactions, he says, for the most sensitive information. And he wants to drop this on the public. So basically, he wants to try his entire case in a document 6 weeks before an election, even though there's no trial anywhere on the horizon. It just, it reeks of the most, like, egregious misuse of the justice system. And I got to tell you, as a lawyer personally, when I look at the media, I mean, no offense, I expect that kind of one-sidedness from the media for at least the last 20 years. But from the legal system, up until now, it's been pretty clean. I mean, if you recall, even under President Trump, he did not prosecute Hillary Clinton for her very bad classified document mishandling. Remember John Durham, who was the special counsel looking into Russiagate? Yeah. Bill Barr specifically made him wait to reveal his findings until after the 2020 election because he did not want to interfere with the election. Here, Jack Smith is doing everything he can to interfere with this election. And far from being coy about it, he is absolutely upfront. He has said multiple times he believes it's his duty to bring this information about Donald Trump to light before the election. It's just it's repugnant from a lawyer's perspective. It is against every Justice Department regulation and rule and basic concept of what the judicial system is supposed to be, that you do not let politics infect a prosecution. It should be about the law and the facts and protecting the rights of the defendant. And that includes staying out of politics.
Now, is this in the lap of Judge Chutkan then to decide whether Jack Smith gets to release this and have his sort of show trial publicly?
Exactly. So the Trump team had until today to file its motion to basically argue why this should not be made public. And Judge Chutkan gives herself about a week to decide. So right around a month before Election Day, I think it's a pretty safe bet that we're going to get a dump of documents about a week from now.
Now, no offense to you, counselor, but this stinks to high heaven, and that's coming from somebody who has been playing in the media for a long time. So I know nonsense, and this is filled with it truly is embarrassing on every level.
Now, Jeff, believe me, as an attorney, as a prosecutor, I think it's abhorrent, and I don't understand the degree. I understand that we feel strongly about our political figures these days. And I think Donald Trump, he engenders a degree of both love and hate that I've never seen before. Mm-hmm. And people are absolutely within their rights to like him, to support him, to not like him, vote against him, whatever.
That's right.
But this piling on of these cases, the Letitia James civil case, the Alvin Bragg criminal case, the Fannie Willis criminal case, I mean, these were disasters. I mean, these were ridiculous misuses of the judicial system. Jack Smith's case in Florida, which has now been thrown out, this one in D.C. that he's hanging on to for bare life just to kind of get whatever he can out of it. It's grotesque. And I'd like to think that we can get past this in the future. But if the left thinks that they're going to do this and then it can never be turned back on them someday, I mean, that's just like a fool errand. I mean, why would they think that? Once they've unleashed this, it's hard to put it back in the box.
That's exactly right. Well, Joe, I can't believe it. We're out of time here, but I want you to remind everybody, number one, where they can follow you on social media, where they can read some of your writings now online. You got some great stuff out there.
Hey, it's josephmoreno.com. It's Joseph Moreno on X. I write for The Spectator, which is a fantastic conservative periodical. It comes out of the UK, but we have a US edition, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, again, I encourage people, get out and vote. I mean, it's such a critical election from a political perspective, a legal perspective, a citizen's perspective. So please don't hesitate. Vote, get your family members to vote, get your friends to vote, but make it happen.
Absolutely. Joe, I appreciate you being here, my friend. That is Joe Moreno, the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. Some really interesting insight there. And Joe says in about a week or so, he thinks that's the so-called October surprise, that about 200 pages or more of documents and information from this Jack Smith up in D.C. is going to be dropped again in an effort to torpedo President Trump. 346, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.